access more of Weekend Breakfast. And you can access your pay early today. MyPayNow.com.au. T's and C's apply.
You ready to get up and about for the weekend? When the alarm goes off, Weekend Breakfast goes on. This is Dylan, Jules and Angus.
Well, it's been a little bit since we've all been in the same studios together for this show. We've had Tom and Ollie come and interrupt when our baby interrupted our lifestyle. Australian Open got in the way.
Tennis
tournament, the COVID-riddled tournament.
Yeah.
You both left me hanging.
Jules, I missed you. How are you?
Oh, mate, I miss you so much. I mean, Gussie's been great. Don't worry, but geez, missed you.
It's been half here, half not here, though.
Yeah.
How are you, Gus?
Doing well. Do you know
sleeping?
What? No. No. 3:15 this morning. Little Indy woke up, gave her 100 mils of breast milk in a bottle and tried to put her back down.
Your
and she said, no. I'm not lactating, unfortunately. Oh, I'd love to burden the load off my gorgeous partner.
Hey, Gus, have you tasted it yet?
No, but I'm not against tasting the breast milk.
Wait, you haven't tasted
it yet? Oh, really?
That's going to be the first thing I'm going to do.
Yeah, no, I just, I'll come round. Come round, mate. I've got some.
Oh,
bottles in the fridge.
I'll have some.
Got some Modelo bottles.
Oh, my gosh. My brother tasted his wife's, and he regretted that, I tell you what.
Oh, really?
Yeah, didn't like it.
For me. I'm excited.
Oh, sorry.
I'll get back to you on the case.
Okay, let us know.
Hey, exciting news overnight. James Corden has released his, you might have seen some paparazzi photos of it, his Top Tech bus tour of LA with Prince Harry.
Wow.
Yeah, he ditched the Range Rover and took him around on a top of.
There's no singing. There's no carpool karaoke, but there is some huge, huge news out of it. Harry talks about The Crown and his reaction to watching
Which is super interesting because that's what you want to know, right? Like, how do they actually interpret it? Is it real? Yep. Is that how it really is?
He talks about walking away from the royal family. He talks about Meghan Markle and him getting a house in LA. We're going to play you all of those moments throughout the show, including Meghan Markle on FaceTime with James Corden and Harry in the next 15 minutes.
Very nice. Up next, though, I've got some great news from some international dietitians.
Oh.
If you're a fan of pizza, stick around. Got some good news for you.
If I wasn't contractually obligated to be here, I would stick around.
Exactly right.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Jules and Angus.
Now, before we start this, I'm just going to say, are you guys dietitians?
No.
Okay, I'm not a dietitian either, all right? So we're just getting that out there. However, I read an article during the week and I got pretty excited because, you know, growing up, always had to look after my weight and stuff like that. I still do.
Oh, Dylan was a big boy.
Now, Jules, you don't know this about
me. Were you?
Like proper.
Proper big.
So I'd be like, I'm about 70 kilos now.
You were 170. Yeah.
No, I was about 80 when I was like 85 when I would have been about 13. Jules.
Oh, okay.
And Dylan doesn't carry a lot of weight in his legs.
No,
so he's a top heavy boy.
It was all around the titties.
The midsection. Oh.
And the chin.
He had the moves.
And, Jules, I had no eyebrows, right? As well.
What?
Yeah, I didn't grow eyebrows until I was about 17 years old, and I was really fat, right? So yeah, I used to pick up heaps. Anyway, now I didn't have the best diet, but I wish I read this article a bit earlier, right? Now, obviously, everybody loves pizza. You a pizza fan, Jules?
Yeah, wood-fired pizza. When the moon hits your
eye like a big pizza. Don't mind smacking a bit of pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, I'm a pepperoni guy.
Yum, same.
And it's nice, you know, fresh out of the oven, but it's also pretty nice the next day for brekkie.
Oh, cold pizza.
Do you like cold pizza?
Yeah.
I'm a fan of cold pizza. Anyway, I was reading this article during the week, and I've never really seen it described as healthy. However, according to New York-based leading nutritionist Chelsea Amer, a cheesy, greasy, carb-filled slice of pizza is actually better for you than your favorite breakfast cereals.
Like sugar-wise?
So she did a test of all the cereals around, and she contends the highest sugar content in most cereals for its poor reputation. So you might be surprised to find that the average slice of pizza and a bowl of cereal have the same amount of calories. However, pizza has more protein, which keeps you fuller, have more energy, and gets your metabolism going.
That's not saying much. I mean, a bowl of Frosty Flakes.
But when you're growing up, you think that's actually good for you.
Yeah, you're probably right. I thought Coco the monkey was a godsend.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I was only ever allowed to eat Weet-Bix as a kid.
Well, so that's why you didn't look like Dylan.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's why you had a much better rig than
Dylan
I did.
Dylan had Fruit Loops, breakfast, lunch and tea.
However, we want to play on this space, 13-10-60. What is the worst breakfast that you eat daily? So we want to hear like your most horrible breakfast habits. I'm talking like three mothers, sausage roll
yeah.
and pie.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
We're doing this early because we are targeting the tradies. Let's be very honest yeah. about it. You do see a tradie with a sausage roll and a can of V only about 10 to 7
and
in the morning.
Just thinking about their insides and their teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What's the worst breakfast? Jules,
sometimes
what do you have
they look pretty hot. Well, here's the thing, guys. I actually intermittent fast, so I don't eat until midday, which is perfect for me because it gives me time to make really great food choices.
So do you have lunch?
Because
I've got
to wait.
Do you have lunch?
Yes.
At 12 or do you have
so
breakfast?
I just go straight into lunch.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Unless it's an all day breakfast place, then I'll go a brekkie.
Yeah, nice.
Dylan, Jules, and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.
What is the worst breakfast you eat daily, or you know someone who eats daily? After a nutritionist over in America, Chelsea Amer, said that actually eating slices of pizza for breakfast is better than having most cereals and milk. And I wasn't too surprised to hear that because some cereals are loaded with sugar.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. I haven't had cereal since I was about 7.
Yeah.
I think.
It is pretty tasty though sometimes.
Yeah.
A little cheeky bowl, I know.
Cocoa Pops.
Gus, you know someone with some bad habits.
Yeah, I built a house in Adelaide down at Christie's Beach. And,
flex.
Flex.
Yeah, what a flex.
And, oh, there's actually two of them there.
So I went and visited the site, obviously.
Yeah.
And, I would always be greeted by the same worker sitting out the front, and he would have a 2-litre Farmers Union iced coffee.
Oh.
So the jug, like the actual 2-litre carton of milk, he would drink over the day, but he would also leave it in the hot sun.
Oh.
And he would just come back and sip on it. He bought it at like 6 a.m. and by 1:40, still getting the last 400 mils of it out.
When I think of those,
that was his whole day.
When I think of those 2-litre jugs, that's actually 2 kilos
yeah.
of milk.
Yeah.
When you think about it like that, you're like,
100 liters is 100 grams.
Was he like, did he look like he had a hot rig though? Like, do you?
Oh, look, you know, horses for courses. If that's your taste.
Yeah, if you're into it.
I wasn't into it. Kieran, okay. In Sydney, we're looking for the worst breakfast of our radio listeners. What are you copping each morning?
Hey, mate, how you going?
Good.
So I basically wake up in the morning at 6. So I'm a tradie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get to the 7-Eleven. I grab my 500 mil V bottle.
Oh.
Sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls.
Then a choco milk with your milk in the
day. Oh,
Jesus.
How's your insides going, brother?
Oh, mate, 10 o'clock, I'm on the shit out.
Just the V and chalky milk swirling around in the guts.
Oh.
All right, Kieran, you're winning so far. Let's go to you in Sunbury, Victoria. Bailey, what's your workmate get every morning for brekkie?
Morning, guys. We're truck drivers and we start at roughly about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go for a drive to go get a coffee. I'll get a coffee and he'll go to Carl's Jr. and get a large, big cow milk every morning.
Is he a bit of a large unit?
No, he reckons he has that and that's all he has till dinner.
Okay.
Calorie counting the worst way. Zach in Melbourne, tell us about your diet.
Mate, so I don't do it anymore, basically just because I got sick of the porridge. But what I used to do was have porridge in the morning and put like half a block of chocolate on it for Reese's peanut butter cups, mate. Yeah,
but I'm not, but porridge?
The funny thing is, mate, is I actually lost weight doing it.
Oh,
how?
So I've actually got an Instagram page around like flexible dieting and how to consume chocolate and still lose weight.
Nice.
What's the handle?
It's counting Zach Rose, counting underscore Zach Rose.
Look at a nice plug.
Zach Rose.
Okay.
I'm checking you out.
Instead of macros, Zach Rose.
Like Zach Rose.
Brittany in Ballarat, good to have you on to tell us about what breakfast diet.
Hi, so I usually do intermittent fasting as well, so I don't usually eat until about 12 or 1 o'clock. But when I am hungover and I have cooked dinner the night before and it's a roast, I love gravy and lamb cold.
For brekkie?
Yeah.
Oh,
when
okay.
I'm hungover.
I don't mind that.
I'm not sure how I feel about first meal, just whacking some mint jelly on a plate.
Brittany, come around for brekkie at my time.
Smacking some roast.
I'm not going to lie, though. I've gone out and like got a kebab half-eaten it, fallen asleep with it, woke up the next morning and continued eating it.
Yeah, it's so good cold. Like the gravy.
You guys can hang out then.
Yeah, what do your boyfriends think about that?
What man?
Yeah. This is Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Jules and Angus. Dylan, Jules and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Things you learn as a parent. 13, 10, 60, discuss. Because there's as many podcasts and as many books as you can read prior to having a child, but you still learn on the go. It's an ever-changing story.
Nothing will prepare you for having a baby, like no matter what you do, no matter how many books you read.
It's very, very true. Yes. So this morning I learned that Indy doesn't like to sleep on Friday nights, which is unfortunate.
Hang on, just like her dad.
Well, I usually it's my one night of good sleeping.
True.
So I've been up since 3:10 this morning. I put 90 mils down Indy and just couldn't settle her back.
She's still awake now? Maybe she's tuning in. Got one person listening.
There you go, her and Emily just cradling each other, crying, both of them.
So this is the first time we've spoken on air about you having a baby. So obviously you're looking a bit more weary. But Jules and I spoke to you the other day and you were looking like death warmed up, I must say.
Yeah. No, that wasn't a lack of sleep. I got Emily's family came. Her brother and her mum came for the first time to see the baby.
Because they live in another state?
Yeah, they live in Sydney, yep. And, so we were surprised by Mike, the brother, arriving. So I got very excited that day on the red wines.
Yeah.
And
how do you go as a dad after a few bottles of wine?
Well, I was told by Emily's mum that I wasn't to pick up the baby that night.
You got banned from your own baby.
I got banned from my own baby after falling over the dog bed twice.
Oh.
Were you going to pick up Indy and then you were like...
No. She's just like, probably best if you don't hold Indy.
And you said...
And I was like, absolutely. Oh, right, that's... call there, Jan.
How was it the next day? Because I always thought, like, as a parent, it's just like, yeah, it's all fine if someone, you know, can look after the kid, obviously, while you're out drinking or whatever. But the next day is still your responsibility.
It's very tough to be... hungover. It was my first hangover as a dad, and I don't think I'll be doing it again very soon.
Because of the baby screams and crying.
So much going on. And you just want, all you want to eat is chicken wings and have Fanta. That's my little go-to. And I just...
Chicken wings and Fanta.
Yeah, it's weird. Here's some things I've learnt this week as
I learned they used to drink Fanta.
Only when I'm hungover.
I love that.
Here's some things I've learnt this week. Do you know when you pay your council rates, or if you own a house, you have a council rate? It's like a year obligation, around $1,500.
And you're always like, what's this for?
Exactly. Well, part of that is to have a maternal health nurse in your area. So I didn't know that. So we have like a midwife who takes care of our council, and she's kind of like your go-to person.
Really?
Yeah.
So she'll do drive-bys and stuff, or just
she's
on the
done
phone?
A drive-by. She's come to the house and checked out the place to make sure everything's fine. Any questions you have, you shoot her an email or a text.
Right.
Or,
I actually just thought they just issued those from the hospital when you got home.
Of course not.
Okay, I didn't realise it was like a lady from the area.
Complain less now about that.
You should. Mm. Another one is everyone thinks they're really clever by sending clothes that are older than the baby is, because they go, oh, look, we presume
it'll grow in.
But everyone does it, and so you have no newborn clothing. We've got like boxes of 3 to 12 months. We've got nothing for now. We've got like 3 jumpsuits on current constant cycle in the wash.
Good point. I like that.
There is no slower movement that the human body can make, and I'm talking slower than a sloth, than when you are cradling your baby after you've got them to sleep after a feed and you're going to put them into the bassinet.
Yep.
I've never moved slower than, because you try not to wake them up after all your hard work, and it's like you drop them and it's like probably a centimeter a minute of just removing your hands from underneath her to try and keep her asleep.
How bad?
And then holding your fingers crossed for the next 30 to 40 seconds.
I'm going to be so bad at that.
How?
I can't use my legs to lower them.
Yeah,
and then I'll like slip up because I haven't got very good abs, Jules. I'll like fall over and just be like, oh, it's awake again.
It's awake again. How have you gone from going, have you had to do that from going the car into the house?
Well, we have a great little capsule that can take out of the car. So it clicks in and out. And so you can bring her inside.
What a flex.
Yeah. Shout out to the Cybex Cloud Q.
Yeah.
Let's do 13, 10, 60. Things you learnt as a parent. You probably thought you knew everything because you've read everything, you listened to podcasts, you had your brother, your sister, your mum might have thrown all your advice, but then you just learn on the go.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Jules and Angus.
Talking about things you learnt as a parent. Now, these are things that you don't find in the books, the guide to for parents, newborns. It's just stuff you learn on the fly that you had no idea about before they came into your life.
The one you talked before the song about... the baby's clothes. It's a good one. I never thought of that. You always get things you grow into.
Yeah, everyone thinks they're clever as well. Hey, we know that
honestly,
you've probably got a lot of newborns.
I do that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, that makes sense.
Yeah, everyone sends you like year-old stuff. One thing that is really interesting, well, not interesting, painful, is bad posture. I've never had, because your shoulders are rolled forward when you're holding
right.
her.
Right, yeah.
And then you're always leaning forward. So you've got this, and then you wake up, the middle of your back is wrecked. And that's both Emily and I in the same situation. Roll
Jeez,
shoulders
what's my
forward.
Excuse?
Jeez, crying over Angus.
Okay.
No, I feel you, brother.
Just Mel,
got a bundle of joy in your life. All the negative stuff.
What's the thing you learnt as a parent?
Oh, yeah. I mean, mine are all grown up. They're older now, guys. But you know what? One thing I learned is they're so funny. And so we wrote our own book. Not actually wrote it, but a scrapbook called The Funny Book. So they say funny things, and you forget them later on. So you've got to be able to look back. So I'll give you an example. So Nathan, my big, boofy 23-year-old, when he was about 5, was in the bath with his sister. You know, that's what we used to do when they're little. Yeah. And Shannon knocked over a really pretty china jar, and he just yelled out, "Mom, Shannon's broken your good vagina jar."
Instead of china jar.
That's very good, actually.
Oh, I love it.
I didn't know where you were going with that, Mel, and I was like, that's good.
I do look forward to having conversations with Indy, but at the moment it's just very one-way conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Please, baby, go to sleep now. Miles, what's the thing you learned as a parent?
I had no idea. It might be just me, but you can't give kids honey until they're 12 months old.
What?
Because they're sweet enough.
I don't know. The wife could be having me on, but apparently 12 months old, no honey.
She's made that up.
Have you Googled it?
Yeah, I don't know about that, Miles.
That's what the wife says, go.
Even if it wasn't true.
Good man.
You follow that instruction. Dan, what's the thing you learn as a parent?
Oh, yeah, just a quick one. Congratulations on another Australian Open, Dylan.
Good on you, Dan, you're
I thought you were going to congratulate me and my
That's
child.
That's what I thought!
Cheers, Dan.
Love you, Dan. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, great.
No, that's all right. I've got three girls, mate.
Oh, yeah.
And one thing that I found out that they can wee better than I've ever and higher out of their bum than I've ever...
Yeah, we did have the wall get a good slap of a nice yellow liquid.
My first one especially, I've never seen anything like it. Like, dodging it like the Matrix. Like
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your three kids, Dan.
Good on you, Dan.
Yeah.
Dylan, Jules and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Hey, Angus and Jules, something that I've done end of last year, which I'm really proud of, is with a few mates, we've started a profit for purpose called Able Foods. Mm-hmm. So we are providing not only ready-made meals for people with disability on the NDIS, or for everyone really, but if you have a disability, you can get them at a discount, which is awesome.
Right.
But actually, we've just launched our own range of baked beans exclusively into Coles as well. So we're like Australian-made and owned baked beans. Got four flavours, tomato, chilli, barbecue and chilies.
Angus.
That was me. Sorry, guys.
Oh,
however, Jules, you'll love this because the reason, at Able Foods, we're supporting people with disability as well.
Not only
employment, but if you buy our beans, a portion of the proceeds go back to the Dylan Alcott Foundation to help young kids with disabilities as well. However.
Beautiful. So is that what the profit for purpose is?
Yeah, exactly that's right. So we're trying to do good with the money. One thing as well, which we like, I have a mate. He's got cerebral palsy and he was, we were having brekkie and he's like, I've never actually eaten baked beans before. Because he can't open the can. And I was like, I never thought about that. Because, you know, most, like, all beans, like spaghetti, all that
comes in cans.
We're doing it in a terrible, microwavable pouch.
We should say terrible.
Yeah, sorry.
The way you said it was, we put it in a terrible sachet.
Terrible?
It's a terrible sachet.
No, they're delicious.
No one likes it. No, the design's flawed.
They're just easy to tear the packet open. Yeah,
so you don't have to open the can if you can't. We're really proud of them. As I said, you can get the Able Foods beans exclusively in Coles. However, I've got something to give away. We are about to give away a year supply, a year supply of baked beans when we play Alpha Beans. Alpha
Beans. Now, people might be familiar listening to the Hit Network, this radio station, that we do play Alpha Bucks, have played it periodically over the last few years. It's the same format as that, except we're giving away a year supply of farts.
Yeah, a year supply of delicious, delicious, nutritious Able Foods baked beans. So you got 30 seconds to answer. I will take your first answer. There's no repeat. I'll give you a letter and I'll ask you a bunch of questions, and the answer has to start with that letter. For every one you get correct, you get a month's supply. If you get all 10, you get a full year.
Okay. How much beans would you reckon you go through in a year, Jules, personally?
Well,
If
given the option, a lot. Maybe probably a can or two a week.
Hang on, you mean a terrible...
Oh, sorry, terrible pouch.
Accessible pouch for anyone.
Yes.
Maddie, you ready to win a year's supply of baked beans?
Yeah, sure.
All right,
Mads. Do you like baked beans?
Yeah, and my partner does as well.
Ooh, all right.
Well, she's gonna now.
Hate to be in your bedroom.
All right, so Maddie, I'm about to give you the letter. Every single answer has to start with this letter, okay?
Yep, cool.
You got 30 seconds? You got a clock there, Gus?
I got the clock.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Name a boy's name.
With what letter?
B. B.
Brad.
A food.
Beans.
Ooh, an insect.
A bug. Beetle. Good.
A furniture item. You can pass if you have to.
Bedhead. Bed.
Ooh,
bed.
Ooh, taking it. A four-letter word.
Brad.
Brad, well done. Something round.
Ball.
Ooh, a flavour.
Ooh.
You can pass if you have
pass,
to.
Pass.
Okay,
pass.
A Michael Jackson song.
Beat it.
Yep, a country.
Ooh.
Missed out on that one, but we've got
7 months worth.
7 months
not
worth.
7 months.
Maddie.
Congrats, Maddie.
Hey, you're going to love awesome. These Able Foods baked beans. Congrats, Maddie. And
awesome, thank you.
As I
you.
Said, you're going to have a real smelly house, which is what we want. Mm-hmm.
Not only do we give away baked beans, we're also giving away ovens, Dutch ones.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Jules and Angus. Dylan, Jules and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Or are they?
Yes, now this is Am I the A-Hole, where people have been, I guess, called an A-Hole in real life. They then jump onto Reddit and they post their story on there and get the internet to judge them whether or not they are. Angus, you steal their stories, bring yeah. them to on air.
Yeah, we don't let the internet
and we
trolls
judge on
decide.
It, yeah.
No, we let the listeners. This one's interesting. Am I the A-Hole for not telling my kids I was married before their dad? Let's get the story. When I was 22, I married my boyfriend of 2 years who I met through the church. Stop there Ooh. And discuss. Am I right? Churches. Oh, God. In what can only be described as a rush of adrenaline to be intimate for the first time. Oh. Now, isn't mm-hmm. that the truth?
Okay. No, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
That's obviously the case.
Because divorce rates are through the roof already, but I reckon there'd be a lot of young 20s just trying to get jiggy for the first time under the mm-hmm. eyes of not God
yep.
in the right possible way.
Can you get jiggy outside of the actual deed?
Oh, yes. I think you can have
I think
a bit of fun.
You can have a bit
yeah,
of fun.
Yeah, a bit of baseball, a yeah, couple of bases, but you can't go the full run.
Can't give the home run.
No. We lasted a little over a year before getting a divorce after realising we weren't compatible. Oh. Well, who would have known? After never having lived together, holiday together, and let alone, in the end, the lack of physical chemistry. Churches. I met my husband 7 years later, my now husband, and eventually got married and started our family, where we now have two boys, 11 and 14. Recently, my eldest has asked if I had any other boyfriends before dad. I told him nothing of note and have since catastrophized in my head if he was to discover that I was lying. My husband respects my decision to basically never speak of my first walk down the aisle, and there are no copies, prints, or evidence of the day in my house or any members of the family. I am ashamed of my past and wish the first marriage had never happened. I don't want my boys to try and find my first partner online or ever bring him up around our home, but can they truly know their mum without knowing her complete story? Am I the a-hole for not telling my kids I was married before their dad? Discuss!
11 or 14, though. Like, do you, I mean... Are they old enough? Like, or mentally old enough to understand that?
14, they are, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon you're not an a-hole until they're 18, but you should tell them after they're 18.
Don't think she can keep the secret forever? Hold on to it?
I think she should tell them. It's not that big a deal.
Hmm. Can I ask? I mean, is it really eating her up that much? Like, if it's eating her up that much, you probably should just come out with it, right?
Mm. Also, I think it's eating up that she's, you tell your kids not to lie. You try and have these open conversations in the house. Yeah. And here she is lying about one of the biggest things.
Hypocrite.
Yeah.
Also want to know, if you wait to have the special adult time until you're married the first time, if you then get a divorce, are you free then to have adult time?
I think the well's open.
Well's open.
Yeah. All right. I don't think she is. I don't think she is.
I'm saying a-hole then. I'm going a-hole.
Nah.
Needs to tell them. Can wait till they're 18, but needs to tell them.
That's our thoughts. What's yours? 131060. Is she an a-hole for not telling her kids that she was married before their dad?
This is Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Jules and Angus.
As we do. They're an a-hole, they're an a-hole, they're an a-hole, they're an a-hole. Or are they?
Now this is taken off Reddit where people post their stories. They know they're doing something potentially a little bit dodgy and they ask the internet to decide, are they being an a-hole or not? We open up to the phones. Gus, it's a bit of a... Jules and I split down the middle on this.
We are.
A lady was married in her early 20s to try and get jiggy with it under, the correct way that the church would like to do it. Married first.
Amen.
Anyway, she got divorced a year later. She's now got a lifetime partner and two kids, and her sons are asking, do we have a date before dad, mum? And she's saying no, but keeping the secret that she was once married.
Yeah, look, I just think, you know, different 11 and 14-year-olds, though. Maybe she's thinking they're not mentally there to understand the situation, though.
14, you know what's going on, don't you?
Yeah, there's different 14-year-olds, though.
Hmm? I was pretty switched on.
Jenny, you're becoming a regular for this segment.
Am I?
We were flirting fire last weekend. My girlfriend was very jealous of our relationship.
Pardon?
You heard, bird turd. We love it.
Hey, Jenny. Jenny, do you think the mother is being an a-hole or not?
I think the mother is feeling guilty, perhaps, about something.
Yeah.
Because with the Catholic religion, I don't know whether things have changed since then, but back in the day, you got married. The church didn't recognize divorce.
Ooh. Yeah.
Now, I don't know whether they still don't recognize divorce. Right. If you remarry, if you're a divorcee and you remarry, technically, in the eyes of the church, you have.
Are you googling this as you go, Jenny? are you reading this straight off Wikipedia? Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you, Jenny.
We appreciate it, Greg. What's your thoughts on this, mate? Her not being honest with her kids about her past. Greg.
Is that me, mate?
Yeah,
mate.
Greg.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Greg?
Is she the a-hole?
I reckon you've... Yeah, definitely an a-hole.
Oh.
Why is that?
Oh, like, if your kids ask you a question about something, I don't see the point of not being honest about it and pretending that you're perfect or you've got some perfect life. Like, that's just going to teach your kids that, you know, they've got to try and be perfect and not make any mistakes. No, everyone makes mistakes, and there's only one of you.
Greg,
you've got to be yourself.
Well said, mate.
Do you have any kids, Greg?
Yeah, I've got two kids, and I had substance abuse problems, alcohol problems.
Right.
You know, back in the day, and I went to rehab with the kids when they were like 2 and 3 years old. They don't remember it now, but they've sort of asked about my past in that way, and I'm 100% honest with
them. Good on you, mate.
Hopefully they can learn from your mistakes.
Good on you, Greg.
Christy. Wrap this up for us. Do you think she's an a-hole for not telling her kids that she was married before their dad?
No, I don't, but I don't necessarily agree with the complete lie either. Mm. I think, you know, an age-appropriate answer, yes, I have had another boyfriend, but, you know, not exactly telling them all the details.
Yeah.
You know, I think an age-appropriate answer is satisfactory until they're older enough to actually handle all the details.
True. Very well said.
Nice. Yeah, there you go.
Nah, she's an a-hole.
What? Oh, still thinking.
She's in it. Oh, wrong bit.
What?
What's doing? She's in it.
Dylan, Jules, and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Breaking in Hollywood last weekend, Gussie. Kim filed for a divorce from Kanye.
Yeah,
it's also come out in the news that Kanye's actually tried to sell a lot of Kim's jewellery that he had bought her. So we want to know, 131060 coming up next, we want to know, what have you sold of your exes?
Love that.
Now, guys, I want to say a big thanks, because I've been getting lots and lots of messages of everybody, especially everyone here that listens to this show about the Oz Open. I actually came on last week and tried to give you guys a bit of a wrap of what it was like, and this is what I sounded like.
Yeah, look, guys.
A little raspier than usual, mate.
He hasn't stopped partying.
I miss you guys.
Jeez.
Oh, damn.
It actually sounds worse on replay.
Yeah. And your voice is raspy at the best of times.
I thought I sounded all right, but it was because I had a couple of beers after I won, but I was also working on TV that week, so I was losing my voice because of tough work. But Gus, did you change your tune? Jules, you were a pro Oz Open. You liked it, but Gus, you didn't like it? Or how did you think about the end of it?
Just the disgusting attitudes of tennis players as a whole. Just entitled, rich idiots.
All of them?
Food's not good enough. The quarantine's too long. Well, welcome to our country happy and grateful.
I do have to say this. You know, there was obviously a few tennis players who were a bit sooky about it, and they really did change their tune, because talking to, you know, the top players in the world, everyone was like, wow, Australia is doing so well.
Now, I am joking just to kind of rub it in Dylan's face, but there was a couple of, Novak was one who, some of the demands are a bit too much, but Serena Williams did speak incredibly highly of Australia, the way that our COVID restrictions have been put in place. And so that was nice. And I did enjoy the tennis.
Is there anyone that you were excited to, that you haven't met before Dill, that you met? Or
normally
you met
there's like big celebrities that come down and watch, you know, like Angus. And obviously with no crowds, there was no one really there. So obviously when I played, it was during the 5-day Melbourne lockdown. And first and foremost, I felt very grateful to be doing my job, you know. So I would have played at 3 a.m. in the car park for an opportunity to win another Australian Open, you know what I mean? I was pretty stoked to get out there. But yeah, playing normally there's a bit of vibe there, obviously, because he's trying to.
Yes.
But it was a little vibeless, you know. When I look up and I'm in Rod Laver and there was 20,000 seats and there was 6 people there, like Shanti, my girlfriend, my brother, my coach and manager. Actually, my manager had to fly back to Sydney because of lockdown, so I didn't even get to come. So yeah, it was a bit of a different experience. But I got to say, I've been overwhelmed with the response from people. Like you know, thought no one would watch and stuff like that. And the amount of messages I've got, it's been pretty humbling. So to everybody that got in touch, thank you so much. And I actually threw out there in the press that, you know.
You might be going around one more time.
Well, I kind of said, I kind of said I might be done soon. And everyone was like, oh, what do you mean? So obviously big news next in terms of sport is the Australian Open's shown the blueprint of how to do it is Tokyo. Going to do it with the Olympics and Paralympic Games. So we find out in a couple of weeks' time whether that's going ahead, and that's probably the next big thing. And then I might have to do one more Oz Open with crowds. We'll see.
Why not?
John Farnham wheelchair tennis.
Yeah.
You're the voice trying to understand it.
Well, your voice is no good.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Jules and Angus. Dylan, Jules and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Now, guys, it's official. Broke last weekend. Kim Kardashian finally filed for divorce from Kanye. Now, do you feel like this was coming for a little while, like after his the episode that he was going through?
Mental health is no joke. And he looks like he's been battling a little bit there for a while. So you could see it on the cards.
Yeah, the story for me isn't it's Kanye's fault. I mean, imagine dating a Kardashian. It's a no from me.
Oh, come on. They're not that bad.
Kim, just imagine the amount of photos she would make you take when you go to a restaurant.
I don't think it's her. Like, she's not making Kanye take the photo.
Well, I think the annoying show would be like, hey, babe, can you come on the show? Like, take all the Kardashians and Kanye trying to be cool. Like, that's rough. That's a rough, rough thing to do. But,
It is sad that kids are involved.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, for the past couple of months, they've actually been living separately anyway. She's been in LA. He's been in Wyoming. You know, that ranch that he has. Yeah. I mean, we always see photos of him out there.
She's done a pretty good job, like, looking after him and trying to make it
absolutely
work by the sounds of it. Because it's been tough for a while.
Imagine doing that, like, with the media, like, circus that's being, you know, surrounding it as well, too.
Agreed.
But the thing is, obviously, they've got a lot that they're going to have to divide. And apparently they're doing it quite amicably.
Well, they're both billionaires. It makes it easy, doesn't it?
Yeah, you have half a bill, I have the other half.
Yeah. It's like, do we even actually need to split anything? Let's just burn everything and just start again.
But here's the thing, right? So apparently Kanye has bought Kim Kardashian a heap of jewellery in the last couple of months.
Trying to win her back, you reckon?
Well, maybe. I mean, she could probably buy that stuff itself, right? But in the last 2 weeks, has actually been trying to sell the jewellery.
On like Facebook Marketplace or eBay? Or?
Oh, man, I hope so, but.
Imagine that. Kanye West trying to sell one.
You get reported for
half a million-dollar ring.
You get reported. That's not real. Yeah.
But I thought on 13 10 60 this morning. I mean, we've all been there where, like, you've been in a relationship and you've got things from your ex or they've left things behind, especially if you're living together. What have you done with their stuff? Like, did you sell it? And what did you sell?
I sold a bed.
Did you?
Yeah. I was living with my partner for about a year and then we broke up and she moved interstate and the bed was there and I hated this thing. It was God ugly. And so I chucked it up on the Facebook Marketplace, got rid of it.
So it was her bed originally?
It was her. She bought it from Freedom.
You'd christened the bed a few times, wouldn't you?
It was used.
Yeah, nice.
I didn't put it through. I think good condition, though.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, you did better than me. I burnt mine, put it out in the front yard and said, come pick it up and then set it alight.
Oh, my God. Are you being serious or are you doing this for comedic value?
Oh, no. It was a really rough time in my life.
Did you light it on fire?
No, I did. Well, the thing was, he wanted it back and I didn't want to give it to him because we paid half for it. And he told me he'd cheated.
Okay.
He'd been, and so, you know, so I was like, yeah, okay, well, obviously I'm not going to sleep in that bed again. So I got some mates around, dragged it out the front, and I told him it was out the front for him to pick up. And when he turned up, it was in flames.
Little ceremony.
Is that psychotic?
I'll be honest.
Are you doing 36?
I regret it.
36, what did you sell or what did you burn?
Yeah.
They're pretty different phones.
But I do have another story where I have sold something that an ex gave me, which was an Apple Watch.
Oh, was it a present?
It was a, Yeah, it was a gift, but it was a gift, and then but we were going through, you know, a separation kind of thing.
Oh, you're still in the plastic seal when you were saying, yeah, I don't want to be with you for the rest of my life.
Yeah, well, that's how I sold it too.
Also, bit harder to light on fire as well. Bit smaller.
No, I needed the money because I had to pay rent.
13 10 60. Kanye selling off Kim's jewelry. We want to know, what have you sold of the exes after the breakup?
This is Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Jules and Angus.
What have you sold of the exes?
Yeah, because Kanye West in the past 2 weeks has been trying to sell Kim Kardashian's jewellery. Obviously, last weekend it broke that she has filed for an official divorce because it was speculating in the media for, you know, maybe a month prior. But it's official. She's divorcing him. He's trying to sell some stuff. It doesn't actually say whether or not he's sold it or not, though.
I wonder if you increase the price because of the owners.
100%.
So you get to make more money than the jewelry.
Yeah.
Kanye West net worth. Have a guess.
Oh, he's a billionaire.
He didn't hit the billionaire.
$1.3 billion.
Yeah.
Does he need to sell the jewelry? I don't think so. Mm. Just give it to someone.
Yeah, but then you can't pass on the jewelry that you've given to someone else. Bad juju.
Is it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take it if it's
fine. Yeah.
$500,000 ring.
I'd marry Kanye, given the opportunity.
I mean, what's your t-shirt you're wearing today?
I've got a Yeezy shirt on. Yeah, I'm obsessed with Kanye. Let's do 13, 10, 60. What did you tell the exes? Mary, your story.
Hey, good morning. So when me and my ex broke up, I sold his model car collection for about $3,000 and went for a girls' trip to Queensland. And
yeah, girl.
Every single moment. So revenge is very sweet in that moment.
Yeah, power to you.
Yes.
Men with model car collections discuss. I mean,
I think that was a red flag right there.
I don't know. The train thing's the one for me in the basement with the little choo-choo hat.
Oh, really?
Put them together and paint them as well. Like, you can do the full bunger.
Warhammer. I was into that as an 11-year-old, but not as a 30-year-old.
Yeah.
Good on you, Mary. Looks like you made the right decision. Ali, what's your story? What'd you say?
Hi, guys. So I cashed in every piece of jewellery, so opal necklaces and rings, throughout our relationship, cashed them in and got a leg tattoo.
Oh, what's the tattoo? His name?
Oh, I can't say that on air.
Okay.
She looks like you.
Really nice koi fish coming up my leg with some lotus flowers around it. So
beautiful.
To symbolise coming out of the darkness of a bad relationship.
Well said,
nice, babe.
Nice.
Power to you.
Bunch of nice necklaces he gave you. That's lovely. Mitch, what did you sell the exes? Mitch,
yeah. I bought a Peninsula Hot Springs gift voucher for me and my ex-missus when it was her birthday. I had, like, no idea what to get her. So, like, this is a massive, like, struggle for me to get because I'm so bad with presents. She breaks up with me a month later and I thought, well, all that effort, I'm going to keep this for myself. So, sold it to my best mate and put all the money on red.
Was it red or black?
And?
Red.
Yeah.
Yes!
I mean, just for people who don't know about the Peninsula Hot Springs, just an hour and a half out of Melbourne CBD.
Great bad spot.
Get yourself a nice little clay mask and a massage, Mitch. Would have been nice, you and the mates, just celebrating. Darren, wrap this up for us. You've sold what of your exes?
Oh, I didn't sell it, mate. I burnt 13 years of everything we accumulated.
Oh, you've done
just light the house on fire or what?
No, I just took it all down the backyard, bit of petrol and
the old oil drum.
Happy goodbye fire.
What was in there?
Right.
Yeah, photos.
What was in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every bit of memory of everything from 13 years to all the photos, whatever.
Yeah, cleansed.
Wow.
Okay, you and Jules.
Feel better?
Yeah, are you single now? You sound perfect for Jules.
Yeah, you guys, you and Jules?
I have no regrets.
No, I mean, you want to you and Darren, Jules?
No, it's only...
How old are you, Darren?
I'm 40.
Oh.
You look older, man.
Oh, no, I do know. 45 is and upwards.
That sounds like a little hottie as well.
Right, we'll get your details off the air.
You guys might be fire together.
Hey, you can't just sell me off like that.
Perfect.
Come
match,
on.
You guys
might catch fire. Well, because we lit things on fire. Yeah.
It's a rarity.
I am not letting you two hook me up with anyone.
Why?
It's a rule. It's a rule. No way.
Hang on.
Because you guys look at what's best for you two, not what's best for
It's not what's best for us. It's what's best for the radio show.
The show.
Yeah.
And for me, it's Darren.
Exactly. Darren and the fires.
On the north coast of New South Wales.
Yeah,
you're not too far away from each other.
At least.
Yeah?
Come on, guys. No say. You
Thanks,
guys,
Darren.
No say.
Thank you, everyone listening. We'll be back on the air tomorrow from 7 o'clock.
Here,
you got a present for me, Dylan?
I got a present for both of you, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, really?
All right.
Well, I love gifts. Okay.
It begins at 7. We'll catch you then.
Bye.
Weekend Breakfast is done and dusted.
That's gonna be good.
You know you can catch the show anytime. Get the Catch Up podcast whenever you want.
That's gonna be good.
Just search for Weekend Breakfast where you get your podcasts. Dylan, Jules and Angus are back to wake you up again tomorrow from 7. Access your pay early today. MyPayNow.com.au. T's and C's apply.